AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Police in Ferguson, Missouri released officer-worn body camera footage showing a protester tackling a black police officer on the 10th anniversary of Michael Brown's death, leaving the Missouri officer with a life-threatening brain injury. The person already charged with assault is facing a new assault charge for allegedly kicking another officer in the head. A former Kansas police chief is charged with obstruction of justice following a raid last year on a weekly newspaper.
Former Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody is accused of knowingly or intentionally influencing a potential witness for an investigation to withhold information from authorities. Cody led a raid last year at the Marion County Record and the home of its publisher. He justified the raid by saying he had evidence the newspaper, its publisher, and one of its reporters committed identity theft or other computer crimes in verifying the authenticity of a copy of a business owner's state driving record provided to the newspaper by an acquaintance. The record showed that she had potentially driven without a valid license for years. The prosecutor's report concluded no crime was committed and that Cody reached an erroneous conclusion because of a poor investigation. I'm Mike Hempen.
Ernesto is expected to strengthen to a hurricane as it moves closer to Puerto Rico. Andrew Hagan at the National Hurricane Center says Ernesto is not a threat to the continental U.S.
because it is forecast to turn northward towards the general direction of Bermuda. But it is going to be producing large swells that will affect the beaches. So any beachgoers that go in the water later this week and all the way through next weekend, could have some pretty strong rip currents.
A burglary was reported over the weekend outside Washington at a Virginia campaign office for former President Donald Trump. Authorities are investigating whether anything was stolen. This is AP News. Tourism officials in London are assuring Taylor Swift fans they will be safe as her tour comes to Wembley Stadium.
There's heightened security in London as Taylor Swift starts a run of 5 concerts there starting Thursday. 3 suspects were detained in Vienna for allegedly planning an attack at her concerts there. Tracy Hallowell, the director of tourism at Visit London, says the city is used to putting on big events.
You'll see there is a higher police presence on the ground, and that's really just to make sure that everything, runs smoothly and that London is looking after our visitors.
Meanwhile, Wembley Stadium is discouraging what fans call tailgating, hanging outside the stadium to listen as Swift plays. The venue says non-ticket holders will be urged to move on. I'm Archie Zaraleta.
Filipino gymnast Carlos Yulo, who won 2 gold medals at the Paris Olympics, returned home to a hero's welcome. Donors pledged more than $1 million worth of gifts, including free lunch buffets for life. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.